injury updates on your Browns. Both Joe Hayden and Terrell Pryor remained out of practice today. Hugh Jackson saying, though, he is hopeful to have his two stars on the field Sunday in Cincinnati, but they will have to do some work in practice tomorrow if they want to play on Sunday. Joe Thomas also missed practice for the second straight day today with a knee injury, but he is expected to play on Sunday for the Cleveland Browns. For the rival Bengals, Tyler Eifert returned to practice and practiced fully for the Bengals for the first time since the Pro Bowl and could be a go. Eifert has had some good games against the Browns in the past, and the Browns did a good job against tight end Delanie Walker and will have to do a good job against Eifert if he goes this week for the Bengals. For the latest on your Browns, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.
Here we go!
Just a walkthrough, so do they still have an opportunity to do what you would need them to do?
Yeah, they do, because we'll do more with them, you know, because I need to know for sure. You know, they have a chance. I need to know without question that we're not going to dress them and get them out there and then they can't play. So if we have to do more, we'll do more.
Yesterday when you were talking about Cody, you said he's done things that you haven't even asked other rookies to do. Can you say what are those types of things he's done and why has he had to do them when maybe other rookies you've had haven't?
Well, I think we've asked him to make more plays, you know, with the ball. You know, I think some of the other teams I was on, you know, during that time, I think the team was structured different. So there's other things that the quarterback didn't need to do, you know, to give the team opportunity to win. So for us to have a chance, he's got to make plays. He's got to put us in position and score the ball as often as he can, you know. So that's a lot of pressure for a young guy. But he's handled it, you know, well thus far.
Can that fast forward a learning curve?
Oh, yeah. No, it can. It can. It can also hurt the learning curve, too. So it kind of goes both ways. It all depends on the situation you're in at that time.
This topic came up last week, but now that the Indians are in the World Series, kind of update what goes through the mind of a Cleveland sports team leader on another of the teams.
Oh, I
big series.
Yeah, I'm very excited for their opportunity. Like I said, Coach Francola deserves it. He's done a great job with that team, you know. But as I look at it from afar, I want to be in that spot too. You know, the basketball team's done it. The baseball team's doing it. I have a great opportunity to get it done. Our football team, we're not there yet. So, but all those teams were built to where they are now today, you know. So we're in our stage, you know. I told you I learned that word. We're in our stage too. So we got to get there. But that's the goal, you know, is to win a championship. So
you've used the words Super Bowl, and that's what
absolutely.
You want to do. But how hard is it to throw that out there when you know, you're just starting your program?
Oh, that's not hard. No, I mean, you got to have aspirations and goals. You got to know what you want, what the vision is, and where you're trying to go, or you're never going to get anywhere. So I think you have to talk about those things, you know, and I'm not going to ever back off of that. That's what I'm here for. We're going to get there. I didn't say it was going to happen this year. You know, I said we have a lot of work to do, and I keep saying that too. So I get it. You know, that's what we all are chasing, you know, and obviously, like I said, the basketball team's done it. The baseball team has an opportunity to do it, and we're going to do it here at some point. I feel very comfortable and confident in that.
When you're looking at those soft tissue injuries for Terrell and for Joe, the fact that they play positions where they have to full out sprint and, you know, they're not practicing all week, so you don't know if they're going to be able to do that. How challenging is that to go into the game not knowing if they're going to be able to do that?
It's very challenging if I didn't know that for sure. But as I said, they're going to run. I mean, I'm going to have them run. If they can't run, they won't be able to play, you know. So there's no question what you said is very true. If you have guys that play those positions, they're running all the time and breaking and starting and restopping, you know, and all that. So you know, we have to know for sure. I will not dress a guy who I think can't contribute to our football team in some positive capacity.